in a psiche to Shmon Esrei every day. The bracha of Ovis the bracha which is koilel all the Yikarim of Shmon Esrei. The aloche, kavonas pirush hamilim is likuve in the first bracha. It's a starker lachatchila in the ganze tefillah. But if a person wasn't mechavin in the first bracha, he wasn't yotze. We paskin if a person wasn't mechavin and got to the shame of the bracha, the second shame, Baruch Ator Hashem, Bogin Avraham, he shouldn't be choyzer, because we're choyshish, the people are not mechavin anyway nowadays, and we'll just be choyzer and choyzer and choyzer, and not have bracha of Atol. And then the Maisa, the Be'ika Adim, if you're not mechavin in the first bracha, mention not Yotze. And that's because the first bracha is the klal. The klal hakoylel of the whole Shmon Esrei. The yisod of the Birchus HaOvos is Gilui Hashem in the Bria, which sof kol sof is what Tefillah is all about. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Second kavana, which the Rambam paskins also is nikuve in the whole of Tefillah. The Achronim declare if that's nikuve in the whole of Tefillah, only in the first bracha. Al kopanim, the Rambam paskins second kavana is his omid lifnei hashchina. Famous Reb Chaim, if a person is not aware that he's omid lifnei hashchina, there's nishkan tefillah. So the aleph of tefillah is talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Birchus HaOvos, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, is the Ovis where Megale Hashem in the Bria. Each one of the Ovis was Megale. Another Havana, another Kneich in that Gilui. Okay, La Godel is in the Kei Avraham. Okay, La Gibor is in the Kei Yitzchak. Okay, La Noiro is in the Kei Yaakov. Even though the Gilui came, each one to feed their own avoida, which they were Megale, Moisif, and the Chadish. It wasn't just their own avoda. It was a Gilui of Hashem. Hashem is an Okei Avraham. He is the Okei Lagod. It was not just an intellectual idea, a philosophical treatise, which the Ovis were saying. But even though each one was Megale, different midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ma'is is Keil Elyon, the Ma'alim in HaKoil. But in Kol Zeh, Goyim El Chasodim Toivim. The Kor of all the Chasodim, Chasodim Toivim, the Koinei HaKoil, Takin the ganze Welt, or the Pshatis, and the Menches Makir, there's Kuloi Toli on the Chasodim Tovim by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mimeli becomes Shayach to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, becomes an Ebed to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The motion is Koine, Kinyin, Koine HaKoi. Rezoicha Chazdei Ovois, The Ben Shem Yizoyche, the Chasodim of the Obis. What were the Chasodim of the Obis? Chasodim of the Obis is the aforementioned Gilui, that each of them was Megale. Why is it Chasodim of the Obis? The Obis weren't Mechuyim. They weren't Mechuyim more in Sheva Mitzvahs. When he called Zeh, Avraham Avinu came to a world and didn't know anything about even Sheva Mitzvahs. Over there were Tareach, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Hikri, by Avraham Avinu, Hikri is Shem Hashem, Befi Kol Beriyah. Avraham Avinu was Megale Hashem in the whole world. Yitzchak was Koyim B'Shem Hashem, Ayikra B'Shem Hashem. Yaakov Avinu was Avoida, the Adas Yisrael. I mean, even clapping themselves. They were Moisif and Moisif in their own Avoida. V'zoyche chazdei Avois. U'meivi goel ibnei v'neihem. And the Avishra brings the Goyal to their descendants. Is the Gula. Maybe Gula, maybe name, the Gula. The man Shemoy. The version brings the Gula, the man Shemoy. Unoch Ba'ad. See, does the man Shemoy. What's a maybe goel the man Shemoy? People have a mistake in what Geula is. People have a mistake in what the Yisod of Bias HaMashiach is. When people have tzoros, or when there are tzoros, then people make a sigh and say, "Oi, tafam Mashiach, we need to have Mashiach. Mashiach should come. Mashiach should come." When people don't have such sorrows, when things are going well, people forget the Mashiach. If I can, some people would, if they'd be innocent, would say, Mashiach shouldn't come. Leave me to enjoy all my riches. It's a mistake. The Yisod of Geula, the Yisod of Bias HaGoyim is not to end the tzoros. Is not to have a geshmak matzah. Is not the Klal Yisrael should be shoylet on the goyim. That isn't the yisod of geula bicha. Could be the tzoros of geula, but that's not the yisod of geula. There are Mechalid Das Tunis, which we quoted a bit last week. He's Masbir there. Beginning of Das Tunis. The Holy Son of the Bria, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria for, the Tachlis of the Bria, is what he calls Gilu Yehuda Yisrael Shema. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Megale to us his uniqueness, his wonders. And in what way, the Ike, is he going to be Megale his wonders, his achdus, his yichud? In what way are we going to see it? Be'etzem, in every single aspect of Hashem, is yochidu be'yuchad. Every single aspect. The midas ha'chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a different level of midas ha'chesed than anybody can even imagine. The Chochmah of Hashem Yisbarach is a different level of Chochmah than anybody can imagine. V'chule v'chule. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ma'ala min HaGvul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And we have finite brains. We can't be massing something which is infinite. We can't be massing a Chochmah which is infinite. You look at the Chochmah Satoya. There's a lot of spoiling here. Okay, there's a lot of doubles over there. When you go to a place where there's no double, there's still a lot of spoiling. And anybody learns, like yeshivas learn today, you can realize that there's a lot to learn. And the pashtus is, it will take more than a lifetime to learn at the pace that we learn. Omer, that's to say, listen, eventually go to Olam Haba. Olam Haba, he lived there, unlimited life. So he'll have 1,000 years to finish us. And then, sure, maybe there also they learn slowly. So it'll be 2,000 years. Well, there won't be such an avla if they learn slowly. There's time. But when somebody comes and tells you, the Torah is Chochmas Hashem. Chochmas Hashem is infinite. Infinite means there's always, always more and more and more to learn. It's a Chochmah which you'll never come to the end of. Because that's what infinite is. The infinite, the Ma'ala min HaGvul has no Gvul. Chochmas Hashem is no Gvul. Torah has no Gvul. Shas, Poskim. Yes, there's kach v'kach words in Torah Shemichsav. And kach v'kach mesechtes, kach v'kach rishonim that we know about. Oh, there's a few more rishonim that we don't know about. Oh, but l'chayr, that's limited. Teretz is that you can go tiefer and tiefer and tiefer in every sugya in Shas, in every pasuk, in every word in the Torah, every word in the Torah, you can go tiefer and tiefer. Rebbe Akiva was doyresh tilei tilim shel halachas al kol tag v'tag sheba. We have a musik that a tag could be piles and piles of halachas. But it's stated in the Zohar Kodesh that Kodesh Baruch Hu was not megale the pnim sheba pnim of Torah in this world bichlal. But even though Rebbe Akiva was oymed on the pnimius haTorah as well as the chitzonius haTorah, there's levels and levels of Torah which even Rebbe Akiva didn't have, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. A Chochmah which is Ein Sofi. Can we understand that? Can we hear it? All we can say is that it's never ending, that there's always more. But can we be toe-faced that Torah actually is never ending? So what do we start to think? Okay, a Chochmah which it'll take me 2,000 years to learn, 3,000 years to learn. No. It's a Chochmah which you'll be learning the Olam and Olme Einamim, new Chidushim in Torah Kesed. Never ever stopping. You can't be massive such a Chochmah. Can't be Tofis what such a Chochmah is. Says the Ramchal, the one thing that a human being could be toifis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas is his unique. Is that he's a yachid. That we can be toifis. Why? Because in order to chap, the Rabbeinu Shlomo is unique, you don't have to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You have to understand what everything else is. And then you'll see the difference between everyone else and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or everything else in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Moshel. You have a kitten of kids who have been learning Gemara for a year. And there's one kid there who in this past year is a genius of a genius. And in this past year he's finished Shas. Okay, not be him. He knows, but he knows it. He knows Shas. All the other kids, because he knows three blots of Gemara. I mean, only Gemara for you. Now, if I wanted to tell you this kid knows Shas, so you'd have to be Boydikin. You didn't believe me. You. Quite right not to believe it. Well, a kid of that age talking to Shas. So what would you, if you wanted to make sure, you'd have to test it on all the Shas. Goes with Shas, start with Brochus, finish your notes in it. See, does he know, doesn't he know? But Luya Tsuya, I want you to know that this special kid in my class, he's special, he's unique, he's different than all the other kids. You have to be to Faherim the whole of Shas? No. What do you have to Faherim? I'll tell you. Faherim in one pair. And you'll see he knows the whole pair. Then if you want to see that he's unique, Eich Shaloyiyah, even if you would have Faherim the whole of Shas, you want to know he's unique, the Ike is you have to Faherim the other kids and see do they know Shas. Now, you don't need to fahed them to see if they know Shas. You'll fahed the kids, you'll find out all the kids in this class, they know three blood. Now, to understand that this kid's unique, it's enough if you know that he knows one parent. If he knows 10 blood, he's already unique. If he knows 20 blood or 50 blood or all 2,700 blood, doesn't make him more unique. As soon as he's completely different than everyone else in the class, then he's a yachid. Then he's unique. You've understood he's unique. You don't have to know how much he knows to know he's unique. You need to know a little bit about how much he knows. But you don't need to know how much he knows. But even what you have to do to make sure he's unique is to see what everybody else knows. Every single kid in this class knows three blood. That's it. Now let's see if this kid's unique. Okay, once he knows four bloods, he's already unique. I can stop there. He knows 10 bloods. You're already in the spoil. He's unique. If it's yechidus, if it's the unique, the din in the uniqueness that we want to show, you do not need to faherim or more. When you'll say, but if I would for Harim on the whole Masechta, and I see those, I'd be more nispoil. Would you be more nispoil from his uniqueness? No, you're nispoil. How's a kid that age know so much? Oh, so you're being nispoil from his chochma. Then it's already a deal in the chochma, not in the deal of Yechidus. Yechidus, once he knows four blood, he's already a yochid. As soon as you know that he's completely different than all the other kids, then you know he's a yachid. There's no other kid like him in the class. You might tell me, but this is only this class. I need to know all the other classes to tell me that he's unique in the world. I didn't tell you that. I told you he's unique in this class. If you want to know he's unique in this world, say, okay, you have to fire all the kids in the world at that age. And then see, does he know more blood than them? You don't have to know how much he knows to make him unique. It's true. Don't get confused. It's true that if you forhead him on Gan Shas, then you could probably make a hanocha that a kid of 10 years old knows Gan Shas is unique in the world. Say that. But that's not better what we're doing. Zokta Ramchal, that midah, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is unique, is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be megaleh to the world, because that's a midah which a human being can be toifis properly. All the other midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be toifis properly. In order for him to show us that, he doesn't have to show us that much about himself, is to show him a little bit about himself. And Be'ikah, we have to look at all the other koichas in the Bria. And the other koichas in the Bria, can they compare? As soon as you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu's koichas are completely different than every other koich in the Bria, and you know, he's a yachid. The Baruch Hu is echad. When what is the true yechidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? True yechidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he is real, his existence is mukhrach, he is hoya hoyve v'yinye, he is bahave akol, and nothing else is bahave akol, and everything else exists mach basoy. But everything else that there is out there is in his control because he makes it exist. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of all the powers in the world. There's no other mukhach havetzi, there's no other habayah. So the Ramchal, that this is the whole yisod of the Bria, and Adam HaRishon was tested be'etzem, his nisayon was to bring out that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the Yachid, is the only real koyach. The Nachash came, Rashi says, the Nachash said to Adam HaRishon, said to Chava, if you eat from that tree, which he doesn't let you eat from, you'll also be Kolokim. You'll be just the same as him. He ate that tree, and that's how he made the world. You eat that tree, you'll also be like him. Vayisem Kolokim. You'll be just like him. He's not special. He's not Yochid. And they were supposed to realize that, Mr. Nachash, where do you come from? We know what you're all about. You're just here to give us a new sign. What you're talking about is nourishkeit, because who made the tree? Interesting, the Medayik in Rashi says you'll be Yotzrei Olamos. It doesn't say you'll be Boirei Olamos. Yitzira is Yesh Miyesh. He never thought, the Nachash never thought to convince Adam that he could be a Boirei Yesh Miyai. But you could be a Yotzer Olamos. Where did the tree come from? There has to be a point where there was nothing. So who was the Boirei of the tree? Oh, that's what he did. So that makes him a Yochid, right? I feel a Tzitzel Olam. I could be Yotzer Olam. I can't be Boirei Olam. I'm a Gornish. The Nachash comes. And that was that's the Nisayon. Up the Ramchal. Heyois, that he failed that nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Adam throughout history this nisayon, that he is the Yochid. And the whole nisayon of the history of the Bria is to allow different koichas to grow and different shittas to come. And each one says, we run the world, and we are the power, and we are the exclusive power in the world. And each one, be'etzin, the Ramchal, implodes, destroys itself from within itself. And you see, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is showing us, bechush, befoyal, ein oid milabado. I'm the only power in the world. the Geula, the point to where we're going, is that Gilui, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only perfect one. Kamuvan, when that will be his Gala, then we'll be tolerant completely under Rabbeinu Shlomo. We won't be tied to ourselves and all the other Narisha Koichas in the world. And we may, there'll be a Shefa, there'll be Shalom, Beshalva, Allah Gute Zachen. But that's not the Ike. The Ike is Gilui Hashem Yisbar. That's what the Gula is all about. Or maybe Goyel, Livnei Nehem, the man Shemai, that we should be Makir the Shem Hashem. The others realize that that's the Yisod of the world, and that's their, that was their Avodah. Elokei Avraham, Hikri Shem Hashem that he told Beri. Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. They were Megale Hashem in the Greek. Each one was Megale Nochamid. That was the beginning of the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon. And then their body became the nation through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be in this Gala. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it's Shadu Amin Yugazim, the whole world was Makir. Makis? Kriyas Yamsuf? Shinuyim, Shinui Teva. The biggest army in the world was smashed to bits. Echasu, Maim Sareim, Echonem, Leinoisa, Shomu Amin Yugon, Eidon Milvadoi, Zoni the Buryon. And Klal Yisrael is the clay Hashchida, Klal Yisrael is his app. Tilkei Amalek. And a Amalek cannot be soiled such a Gilui, and a Amalek is going to take away that Pachad and that Gilui in the Bria. Abatya Resachas, Amalek and Tais Kladisol, they knew they were going to die. Doesn't matter, irrelevant. They took away that Pachad. In Kol Zman, Amalek is in the world. Ein Hashem Shalem Ein Akisei Shalem. Yodeh Al Keska. The Gilui of the Shem, the Gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOilom. The Rebbein Shalem's Kisei is not Shalem. Kol Zman, there's Koichus in the world who say, we run the world, we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can run the world, irrelevant to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'olu v'yishim b'harati, ha'eso. V'oiso l'ashem amlucha. When we get rid of Esau, when we get rid of Amalek, v'oiso l'ashem amlucha. And then we'll come back to the Geula, v'oya Hashem, the Melech al kol ha'oretz. Bayoim ha'hu. We haven't got there yet, Rabbi Yisrael. We're in a world where there's still all sorts of people and all sorts of shittas, and they're all saying, we run the world. We don't need our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu's there for after death, for the next world. When I go to heaven, I'm in this world, we decide what to do. But the Rebbeinu Shleilom is giving, running the world, Umevi Goyel, Livnei V'Nehem, the Ovois, who were Megale Hashem in the Bria, the Rebbeinu Shleilom is Zoyche Chazdei Ovois. They weren't Mechuyev. Zoyche Chazdei Ovois. Umevi Goyel, Livnei V'Nehem, the man Shemai. En Ba'avon. If that's the yisod of what the Bria is, if that's what we're, that's the yisod of everything that's going on in our world, but that's the yisod of what we have to be oivit on, is to come to the Hakara v'yodata hayoi v'ashivosel v'hoki Hashem hu ho'elukim ein oin melevadoi ha'shamayim mimam ha'loretz mitochas ein oin melevadoi. It's all that Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's our avodah. And our Kodesh Baruch Hu helps us along and shows us. But when we sleep, he lets these different the yesh oid milavado people be matzliach. When we're zoiche, Baruch Shalom gives a little glimpse of ein oid milavado. We came to Eretz Yisrael. We built a Beis HaMikdash. We built an Am. We misnaig al pi these yisoidus of Torah Hashem of ein oid milavado. It was an unbelievable shefa, unbelievable matzav in Eretz Yisrael. And the Am vayishman yishun vayivot. We got used to the shefa. We don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. It's not like in the Midbar where every day you needed the ness of man. You think we could take care of our own panasa? We'll sow the fields. And look what a bounty we get in Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous shefa. The Jews know how to farm. The Jews know all the sides of fertilization. V'chule, v'chule. Horaya, look at Eretz Yisrael, such a fertile place. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Koichi V'Otziv Yodi. And then we started forgetting a Kodesh Baruch Hu even more. Plugging into different Averas, Chas V'Shalom. Gimel Averas, Chaburas. Rabbi Shalom says, I have to show you that it's all me, it's not you. The Abisha brings a chum. Chum and Abayis. These clever Jews were so successful in everything, all of a sudden are thrown into slavery, thrown into Golos. No, you. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives another chance. Come back to Eretz Yisrael. We build a Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps it was the tshuva from Purim. Perhaps it was other tshuva which gave us that other chance. We built a Bayis Sheni, Omnom, not to the degree that we had in the Bayis Rishon, but we built a Bayis Sheni. We built up a Malchus. We slip away again. Koich Rotsim Yadi. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We get opened up to modern influences. Can't always be so old-fashioned. The culture of the day. Yavon has been megale. All sorts of yesoides in modern culture, modern science. Can't also get caught up with that. That was the Xeris of Chanukah. And a small group of people pick themselves up and in the gale again, Einoid Milavadoi, Hashem Hu Elokim. And the Rabbeinu Shalom gives a little glimpse again, Nisim, Nes Hashem, Eiduzi, the Kolboi Olam, Shashchim and Shriya Yisrael. We build again and we slip away again. Slip away again. The Rebbe Shem brings Malchus Roimi. Machin the Beis HaMikdash. And here we are in thousands of years of Golus being taught. The Maisa, if we will look and learn, all these different shittas and all the alternatives are all narishkeit. There's nothing to them. Until we realize klal, Hashem, who Elokim, Hashemayim Yimal, Ha'aretz Mitachas. Ei, oi. We're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be megaleh to that to us, so maybe go divrei b'neihem l'man shmo. Says the Ramchal that if a mensch himself could get to that klorkeit on his own, v'yadatayoyim, eino milavadoi, then as far as that yochid is concerned, he's living in a matzav of geula. Even if the world on the outside doesn't recognize it, but he himself, he has his own geula be'etzim. And that's the avodah called yochid v'yochid, to get that clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the world step by step to that hakara of Einod Milavad. And if you look into world history, and even recent history, you'll see all these different shittas that grew and sprouted, all the different isms there were throughout the world. They all destroyed themselves from within themselves. If you learn the history of the Second World War, you see that Hitler destroyed himself from within himself. Apart from the soul, he actually did destroy himself. But his whole godless of the Third Reich and everything, better he destroyed himself from within himself. And if you mayan properly, you'll see that the Iker Nekudah Ra is what destroyed him. It was his gaiva which destroyed himself. We look into communism. Communism destroyed itself from within itself. Every ism, every shita, every empire destroys itself from within itself. The Roman Empire grew to become so powerful, and then became Balei Taiva. No, you umin the timers. Epicurus, in Russian Apicurus. Epicurus was a Roman philosopher, and his philosophy was: eat and drink, for tomorrow you die. And there were the famous Roman orgies, where they just pressed themselves silly and they made themselves throw up so they could eat more. Achila, the shame, achila. Not to shame anything else. In the end, they were so busy pressing away when the Huns invaded Rome, they couldn't get themselves up and sit up and start fighting a battle. They were too busy pressing. They destroyed themselves and within themselves. The whole imploded. The whole. What is it? This is not a koyach. This is not a koyach. This is not real. This is not real. This is not real. Ain't no maybe go to the name of man Shemay Biyah. Is this our avoidah now? Is to realize ain't no milavada. Something Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Tes, talking about the chosid avoidah. Now a chosid is a mention on a madrega ilo ad ma'oid. Chosid v'lashon chesed. He's doing more than his mechuyev. The yesod of chasidus is his avodas not for himself. It's to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the avodah which is lifnim mishur sadim. But listen to what he says. Hine achosid kazeh milvado avodah shu oived b'maisim mitzvoysov ala kavona azois. That he does all his mitzvahs, l'shem shamayim, Hine vaday tzor she yitztaye tomi tza mamish ala golus valachuben mitzad mash ze goyre miyut kiviyochol lichvayde yisvara. The chosid is mitztaye tomit that there's a miyut kvayt shamayim. What's the chat miyut kvayt shamayim? That the world is being run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we don't recognize it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mashpia, 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 and people ignore him completely. And the Chosid wants the Geula because he wants Kvod Shamayim. He wants us, he wants the world to be makir, ein oid melevado. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is the whole koyach here. There is no other koyach. There's no other real koyach. All the koyachos that there are receiving their koyach from Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim. He's the Baal HaKoyachos Kula. Any person who has koyach, any power that there is, whether it's an animal, whether it's a malach, whether it's natural power, the power of gravity, where does it all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The world is saying, oh, there's a magnetic force in the ground, that's why there's gravity. And this, I became politically very strong, and I built up a big army, and that's my power. And I did this, and this is my power. I made a lot of money. I am a self-made man. I have a lot of power because I'm a rich man. I can do this, and I can do that, and I can do the other because I. And it's all a big sheker. Every one of these koyches comes from the Borei Olam. Hashem, hu hu Elokim, ein od milamado. There is no other koyach which is self-contained. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Maisa, it's the biggest miyut kvod shamayim. The Adam's walking around, ignoring the makar of all the koyches, and he the whole time is still giving koyach to the Bria, and we ignore him. And we never moide to him. We never admit it's him. We never thank him for it. And Adam's saying the whole time, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me. Okay, not everything is me. The power of gravity is a magnetic force. And Adam could do whatever we like. We could change the climate. We could control here, we could control there. In the old days, Chach, they realized Adam wasn't so powerful. They realize there are spiritual powers in the world. There is a better master there. They realize that there were spiritual powers. Adam is not the whole koyach and not all in control. But then they went to those Elohims, all the malachim and all the spiritual powers, and they when menatek them, they took them away from their makar. And they say, oh, this angel can do, is in charge of this thing. Oh, he'll give me what I need. And that star and that mazel, I'll do this to it, I'll affect that, I'll get what I need. Uvaita, it's the same thing you're saying, it's a magnetic force. It's the source of gravity. The malach is not the source, and the mazel is not the source. Reb Shlomo, Zecher Tzadik L'Kodesh Livracha, used to say, Avodah Zarah is like praying to a pipe. You should give me more water. But the pipe is a channel, that's all. You want more water, you've got to go to the faucet and open the faucet. The channel, the pipe can't give you more water. The malach can't give you anything more than he's been given and than he's been told to do. The mazel can't give you anything more than that mazel is the shefa that mazel makes. You want to change something, you've got to go to the melech malchei hamlochim, you've got to go to the balabas, you've got to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avodah Zarah ignored the makar again. Chach Avodah Zarah recognized their spiritual powers. We're exactly the same as the Avodah Zarah. with the one difference, we don't believe there are spiritual powers. It's all Gashmi, it's all physical. But we believe we're the Makar. The Makar is here, and not he's the Makar. It's the crest of Miyot Kvod Shamayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is being Mashpia, Mashpia, Mashpia. From our Etzem life, from the world's existence, to every prat that we have in the world. But that's the Messiah of this world. That's what we have to see. It's not immediately apparent. That's our avodah. If we come to realize that, we realize we're tali on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is Geula. Yis'ave li Geula lefi shebo ye'ilu lichvoid shemo yisbarach. V'nyeyme ha'odom. He said, Yis'ave o meitza lichvoid Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, what was the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash was the Makar HaBracha, which you could see, Bechush, Midut Avoidas Hashem, and Hashem is where sends the bracha. And the Chosid is Mitztayah for the Kavod of Yerushalayim. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no place where it's apparent, where you can see that the Makar of the Shef is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yispalel Tomid, Tomid Agulosan Shed Yisrael, Hashavas Kvod Shamayim Le'ilu, in his Mispalo Keseda for a Chazara of Kvod Shamayim. In Yoyma Ha'odom, Ma Ani Umo Ani Sofun Shespalo La'agolus V'Yushalayim. If a man shall say, I'm supposed to govern the Geula of Yushalayim, for the Geula. You know how many Gedolim throughout the Torah stabbed for the Geula? And they didn't, they weren't Zoichim. Who we? Who am I? Little me. I'm going to make a difference. If the Chofetz Chaim couldn't bring the Geula, if the Chazanish couldn't bring the Geula, if the Vilna Gaon couldn't bring the Geula, if the Rambam couldn't bring the Geula, if Rashi HaKadosh couldn't bring the Geula, if the Goyim, if the Tanoim, the Amoraim, I'm going to bring the Geula, little me. Ma ni sofun shespala la agolus val Yerushalayim. Habi bleitz vilosi yechutsu agolius v'titzvach ha-Yeshua. I'm going to make the difference. Shubasi v'tzidai. Koyisa sheshaninu. Lefichach nivra adam yechidi. Kedei shekol echad yoyma bishvili nivra ha-oyim. He says, the answer is, Adam has to look at himself and say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'oim. What's the answer? Why is that the answer? He's Mamshich. Ukva nachasruach hu lefonav yisparach. Shubonav mevakshim u mispalanim alzis. And it's nachasruach v'akodesh Baruch Hu if we daven for this. Av sheloi te'aseh bakoshosom. Even if he doesn't do it, he's not mekayim. There may be other reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bringing the Geula. Hine heim osu es shalohim ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach bazeh. And he brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Tziyun hi doyresh ein lo. And the Gemara says in Sukkah, Michlal tapay adrishin. Harikad shechayobim anachnu bazeh. Ve'ein lon lipotin mipnei miyot kocheinu. Ke'al kayotzi bazeh shanin eloi alecha amloch alik. We're chayiv to be mabakish for the Geula. We're chayiv to daven for the Geula. But he asked the question. Aray, I'm not going to make it happen if all these Gedoni didn't make it happen. So who am I to make it happen? And he answers, Bishvili nivra oyla. And it's already and it's nachas ruach for the Bori if we ask. What's the answer? Teretz is. There's two ways of looking at it. is one is the Klal Ha'olam out there. Is there the Gula in the world? And that's one stage. And then there's the Mensch himself. Kol Echod ve'Echod. V'yodata ha'yoyim v'ashivoy so'lovecho ki Hashem hu hu alokim. Each one of us in our own world, we all have our little worlds. Bishvilini v'ha'oyla. As far as I'm concerned, me, mitzad, my little world. There's the klal, the global world out there, but in my world, do I want kvod shamayim? Does it bother me that there's no kvod shamayim? I have to do that avodah, that even if I can't change the world, but it should bother me that there's no kvod shamayim. I should be davening, Ribbono shel Olam, take away this chilul Hashem. And that's the Gemara in Sukkah, Michal de Bayad Risha. Chayovim onu, we chayiv to be mevakish, or mitzayer, and to daven. There should be kvod shamayim. Because when we mevakish that, when we want that, so we've come to the fulfillment of the possible Yodata Hayoim Vashivos Elovech Yashem Roelotim. Good, there are degrees and degrees of Tzar and degrees of being Mevakesh. And Enoch Hanami, here he's talking about the Chosid who's on a Madrega, that he's Mitztaye Tomid, or Misave, or Meitzelich Vod Yerushalayim. That's a Madrega. Oh, but the Etzim idea that we should daven for the Geula. That's a halacha, chayovim anu. The Gemara in Sukkah is not a Gemara for Hasidim. It's a Gemara for Kol Klal Yisrael, for every Yid, wherever Madrega, the way chayiv. Ve'en nonu lipotem. Mi'blei mi'ud kvodeinu, kocheinu. But that's not important. Mi'ud kocheinu. Lo yalecha amlocha ligmar. But are you what, quote Shammai? Do you realize the Rabbeinu Shlomo Zalman is the yesod of everything? Uvechein, we look through Shmoneh Esrei. 19 brachos. Just by from Pashkusi, without any amkus. Ruba, the Ruba of the brachas are all about Kvod Shamayim. The first bracha, the first bakosha. Let's just look at the bakoshas. Tachoni nodom das. No, we'll leave that. If you're misamik a little bit into the part, that's also Kvod Shamayim. They're all Kvod Shamayim if you're misamik. But the second bracha, the bracha of tshuva. The third bracha, Bakosha Mechir. The fourth bracha, Goleinu Meheira, Leman Shemecha. Good, it's not here is not the Gula Ha'asida, it's the Gula right now. Why are we davening when there are all these piguim? Rachmana Litzlan. So about that we're davening, a Yidden shouldn't be hurt. However, the Ike is, Abandon. We're worried that Yidden shouldn't be hurt. Benon the Chaveiroi. Oh, but there's the Benon and the Mokum aspect of Leman Shnecha. What are they saying when they do this? Klal Yisrael shouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael. Get them out of here. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom, you brought us back to Eretz Yisrael, but Nisim, we're here in Eretz Yisrael. How do you let these chevre do what they want to do? But how do you let the whole world be'etzim? Some more openly and some less openly. I'm asking with them. The answer is, he brought us back both with Nisi. And what type of chevre did we build here? Did we build a chevra which is cool like Hashem Hu Elokim Dik? Do we build a chevra that's megale kvod shamayim? Ugaleinu v'heiru l'man shemecha. In Rafaelu, maybe you have to misamik a little bit. Baruch Aleinu, maybe misamik a little bit. From then on till the end, it's all kvod shamayim. Kabbah Shofa Godel Katseida Yachat Me'aba Kalfei Soritz Hashiva Shofteinu Kvar Yishonu Yatseinu Kvat Chila Hosem Yimeni Yogev Anoch Umloich Aleinu Ate Ato Hashem Levad Cho Bechesed Verachem Yitzad Kebe Bamishpa Amish Negul The Koiches Hara Namoshinim Kolei Vecho Hazeidim Those who are not such Rishoyim. Maybe the Chiloinim is the Zaydim. It's certainly a Baligaiba. Is what? Sa'ake or Sashabe or Smagi? Vesachniya bim heyov yomim. Bring them hachla. Hachla for what? Hachla to the Malchus Shamayim. Ala tzadikim, ala chasidim. Say tzachatoi b'chala boitkim b'shimcha b'emes. V'li yushalayim, ircha b'rachalim toshim. That's exactly what we're talking about. Kvod Shalom. Zishka v'soicha kashir dibarata. V'nei oisa v'kar v'yamet min yan oila. V'chi se David v'heiro l'soicha tochin Malchus Shamayim. Ki se David, the melech Malchus beis David. Es temach David abdecha v'heiro satzviach. Kanu torum bishu osecha. Ki lishu oscha kivinu kol hayoyim. This is not for Chassidim, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Nusuch which Chazal were attacking the Kol Klal Yisrael. The Oifin Pashtusi, two or three brachas over here, which may be, if you don't, and not Misamek, Borech Aleinu, Rufa'enu, Rufa'enu, Hoshienu, Veniva Shea. What's Rufu'a Shalema, as opposed to Rufu'a? Good. That you have to be misalik. Of a refuah shalem, refuahenu, good. Bring a refuah to the Chayli Yisrael. Baruch aleinu, there should be a shefa bracha. Oh, but keep every other bracha. It's all about maybe goyel livnei v'neim l'man shmoy be'ahava. Comes the tannis, which is about miyut kvod shamayim. This is what these tannisim are. Miyut kvod shamayim. The day has to wake us up to make a chesh with a kvod shamayim. What's so terrible that they attacked Yerushalayim? Attacked Yerushalayim? That's the whole yisod how it all started. That was Amalek. Shama Aviyu Gozan, they were all scared, came Amalek. And in the later Doris, so it came the Nebuchadnezzar. The later Doris came Malchus Roimi. What happened to the Hakara of Hashem, Hu Elokim? The Klal Yisrael is Hashem's nation. Eretz Yisrael is Hashem's Mokim. What happened to that Hakara? That's what we're doing today. It's no wonder that we find it so hard to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Because how much shaychus do we have to Kvod Shamayim? If we'd have 19 brachas, and they'd all be about money, give me money. And the second bracha, give me lots of money. And the third bracha, make me matzliach in my panosos, so I should be super, super rich. And the fourth bracha, make sure that give me a lot of food, and I should spend my money so that I'd be able to buy a lot of food. And the fifth bracha, I should have a massive car. And the sixth bracha, a beautiful home. And the brachas and brachas and brachas. And then you have a few brachas for bachrim. I should have a nice hat, and I should have a flashy tie, and I should have a good shidduch. Ah, then we'd be able to daven. Ach. Oh, we have to daven the Yerushalayim, Yerucho, Racham, We need Yerushalayim, Racham, Yerucho. But Rabbi said, that's a Chazal made the Nusach. And they put something in the Nusach, which, not poshut to say. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayoyim. We say it. By the time we get to Esemach, we're in such a dream that we don't realize we're saying it and it doesn't bother us. And if we do wake up one day and we say, Yishuascha, Kivinu, Kol, Hayyosh, I'm Taka, I'm waiting for the Yeshua Hashem. It says, Kivinu, it's okay, it's Chaim Kanievsky. It goes on him too. Me? I'm waiting for your check, Kol Hayyosh. That's what I'm waiting for. Yishuascha. We've been Yoshev Natanis for the beginning of the Churban. Has to wake us up. Kol klal Yisrael, halavai kol klal Yisrael. But all shomei Torah mitzvahs. The need today. It's supposed to wake us up. What does the Tanis do for Moshe Yeshiva Bachrin? Sends us to sleep. Does it sleep the whole afternoon, Seder? But it's meant to wake us up, and it's meant to make us a hakorah. Rabbi Sai, Tzion, Dorish Einla, Michal the Boyadrisha, where's my covet? What type of world are you living in? I'm giving you and giving you and giving you everything. And the whole point is I want you to realize it's me. Your data, your Mashiach, son of Abecha, that's what I built the whole world for. I hear it by Nishalaylam. Vishuascha kivinu kol hayoyim. That's what we want. And if we tack it, whether there's chashbonis mid hashamayim, whether he'll bring the gula today or not, those are chashbonis mid hashamayim. Oh, but if we, in our own world, in our own Dalad Amos, we are Doirish Tzion, we're Doirish L'Kvod Shamayim. In Zicha, on a personal level, so what we say every Friday night in the Chodoidi, Korva El Nafshi Ge'Allah, our own Ge'ula, we can live Ge'uladik, we can live with the Kvod Shamayim in our lives. Bezos Hashem.